USA News. I'm Jerry Barnash. NORAD has issued a statement after an unresponsive Cessna violated U.S. airspace in Washington on Sunday. NORAD aircrafts were authorized to use supersonic speeds, which was the reason for the sonic boom that was heard by residents in the region. The statement also says that flares were used in an attempt to gain attention of the Cessna pilot, who was deemed unresponsive. The FAA says the plane crashed in Virginia with four people on board. Nikki Haley, one of the GOP candidates for the presidential nomination, took questions on Sunday night from Iowa voters, including one asking about the abortion debate. The former South Carolina governor said she is unapologetically pro-life.
But I'm not pro-life because the Republican Party tells me to be. I'm pro-life because my husband was adopted. I'm pro-life because I had trouble having both of my children, so I am surrounded by blessings.
Haley on CNN Sunday night. Polls have had her way behind former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Ex-FBI Director James Comey, an outspoken critic of Trump, said on Sunday the 2024 winner of the election, quote, has to be Joe Biden, he told MSNBC. Comey added, quote, the president must be someone who abides the law and our Constitution. Shoppers scrambled for safety after shooting at a Texas mall.
In what is being called as a targeted attack, a man who was getting his hair cut was shot to death by two men who entered the barber shop. Shoppers at North Star Mall in San Antonio ran for safety. No one else was hurt. Police searched the area, but were unable to find the suspects. I'm Dave Collins.
The U.S. is accusing China of unsafe maneuvers near an American destroyer sailing through the Taiwan Strait. The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said on Saturday that a Chinese ship crossed in front of a destroyer at 150 yards, forcing the U.S. ship to slow to 10 knots to avoid a collision. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Senator Joe Manchin isn't saying if he's planning on a third-party presidential run. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, the West Virginia Democrat said that people want to be governed from the middle rather than from the far left or far right. California officials are investigating after migrants were dropped off at a church.
16 Venezuelan and Colombian immigrants arrived at the Catholic Diocese of Sacramento by private plane. Governor Gavin Newsom says they came from Texas, and he's working with the State Department of Justice to find out who paid for their travel expenses and if any crimes were committed. Pastor Les Simmons of South Sacramento Christian Center tells ABC 10 they're working to get assistance with housing, food, and legal support.
I think for a lot of them, they're scared. They're nervous. They don't know what tomorrow looks like.
The faith-based organization Pico California says the group was approached outside a migrant center in El Paso with a promise of jobs and free support, but that they were misled with no idea where they were headed. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Norma Hunt, the wife of Kansas City Chiefs founder Lamar Hunt, has died. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement that Norma was one of the most passionate fans of the Chiefs and the NFL, and understood and enjoyed every aspect of the game. She was the only woman to attend every Super Bowl. Hunt was 85. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is spinning quite a web of success, topping $120 million in its opening weekend. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.